Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, it's me, Reverend Goddess Charmaine, the sensuous mystic. The sensuous mystic in me honors the sensuous mystic in you. Let's begin with the prayer of protection. The light of God surrounds us. The love of the goddess enfolds us. The power of God protects us. The presence of the goddess watches over us. Wherever we are, the God Goddess is, and all is well. Angel, angel, angel. And so it is. And so it is. Everybody, tonight I have a special, 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 special. Did I say special? Special. Special guest on with me tonight. She's dear to my heart. She's a goddess. She is a healer. She's psychic goddess coach healer. And I'm really, you know, she's been on my show before, she has, but never just to focus on her gifts and talk about all that she's doing. She's been on my shows and panel discussions many times. And this woman is going to be doing psychic readings for us tonight in various ways. So I want you to just get on the call line right now if you want a reading at 646-929-2045. And you press that number one button to let me know you want me to pull you in so she can give you a reading. Because once the call lines light up, if you know how it rolls, y'all know how it rolls. When I throw down the readings, you know how it gets. I see you filling up the call lines, y'all. I see y'all. Make sure y'all press that number one button so I know you want me to bring you in with us when we get to that point. It's at 646-929-2045. Press the number one button. I see y'all in the chat room. Let me just give you a holla, holla. And even you can even ask a question in the chat room, and hopefully Goddess Carol can get to that. And so, I asked her to come on the show because I've been feeling her energy. I've been watching her work. I've been feeling her vibe, and I have a special connection with her. And I thought it was great for her to gift you all with her abilities. And then you make sure that you get in touch with her at smithraycarol@127@gmail.com. That's smithraycarol, S-M-I-T-H-R-E-A. C-A-R-O-L-E 127@gmail.com, okay? And you're calling in tonight for a reading at 646-929-2045. Psychic, goddess, coach, healer. Carol Smith Ray, a.k.a. Goddess Hugh, is in the house tonight with me. She is a spiritual life coach whose main focus is teaching others self-mastery. By using self-mastery techniques and other psycho-spiritual tools for healing, such as the tarot, astrology, and mantras, she teaches women and men to heal themselves. She teaches how to expose your own self-limiting beliefs, release, and replace them with positive beliefs. A facilitator of permanent behavior change, Carol helps people heal themselves through life's most trying times. Carol was initiated into the goddess vibration as Goddess Hugh by Reverend Goddess Charmaine. Y'all know who she is, right? Y'all know who Reverend Goddess Charmaine is? I really do hope so, because Goddess Carol was initiated by Reverend Goddess Charmaine. I just had to put an extra plug in that, you know. And goddess initiations will be happening again in 2018, y'all. So contact me, women, if you want to be initiated. And I am thinking about doing some male initiations too until they're sacred masculine. But Goddess Carol was initiated into the goddess vibration, that's Goddess Hugh, by Reverend Goddess Charmaine. She has been involved with various Eastern spiritual practices for over 30 years. At one time, she practiced, Goddess Carol, I meant to ask you this word. She practiced Aghanahortra, where she first learned about the life-restoring mantras. She'll correct me when she comes on. Currently, she is writing a book on mantras for daily living. That's excellent. She also offers tarot and oracle readings on midlifetarot.com. She has a blog on Facebook under C. Smith Ray and writes for Stimmit.com and HubPages.com. And her videos can be seen and found on YouTube.com. All right, y'all? So psychic, goddess, coach, healer. I'm going to bring it in and let's get ready to have a good time with our psychic, goddess, coach, healer, Goddess Hugh. Hey, Carol.
Good evening, Reverend Goddess, and thank you so very much for that wonderful introduction. I'm a little beside myself here.
So, you know, yeah, you say here that you've been studying various spiritual and practices, Eastern spirituality, for over 30 years. You know, I'm about 25 years in. You're 30 years in. Can you just tell us how you even just got into stepping into this kind of path, into Eastern spirituality?
It started when I was 12. I went to St. Anne's. I was raised Catholic, Roman Catholic, in a black community, which was odd unto itself. But I know, part of that curriculum was religion class. Every day you had it. And that was fine, and that's when I really learned what God was about, and I just loved the church and loved God so much that two things. Number one, I wanted to be, you know, priest or not female. That was the first red flag. Then one of my nuns made the remark that unless you were Catholic, you were going to hell. And, like, I have the sweetest grandmothers in the world, my Grandma Gladys, my Grandma Lucille, who loved me. How could they possibly be going to hell? So that was the second red flag. Now, by the time you're at age 12 and age 14, what is happening is that you're beginning to develop your own mental capacity. You're starting to think for yourself. And also your psychic senses are coming into play. Your intuition is about to really start developing and be independent of the family. So when things don't feel right, don't sound right, and don't look right, you're going to say something, and you're going to know something is right. You're going to start asking questions. So I started asking questions, and, of course, I didn't get any answers. So I let it go for a while, but in the back of my head, I felt that I needed to look further if I was going to really put my whole life into a religion or any kind of spiritual practice. So 2 years later, I went to high school, ran into the same situation. It was a Catholic high school. However, they were starting a new curriculum. It was modular. At that time, we had 20-minute mods where we could go anywhere we wanted to in the school to study anything we wanted to study. And, of course, I made a beeline for the religion center. While I was there, I'm not sure exactly how I found it, but I found a book on Eastern spirituality, and I started going through the different spiritual practices. And I kind of it felt right. And
yeah.
I wasn't chanting then, but I kind of liked what it was about. Okay, let's fast forward. I was 14 then. Let's fast forward 10 years. And I'll make that a little bit later. I do believe I had my daughter at that time. All right, 15 years later. Mm-hmm. And I had explored various churches. I went to the Protestant church. Some were too big, some were too small, some were, not sure what this is all about. So finally, I remember coming across the street one day, and I was talking to Jesus. I said, Jesus, I need you to find me another religion, because your people, they're just not my kind of people. Okay. And by the time I got home, the phone rang, and it was my mother. My mother was always a staunch supporter of spirituality. And she said, Taffy, why don't you come with me? I said, where are you going? Come on down here. I'm going to go down this place and chant. I want you to go with me. I said, okay, Ma, that sounds like fun. I'll drive. And so we did. At that time, I was introduced to Nichiren Shoshu Buddhism, which chants Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. That's the chant that Tina Turner made famous.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I stuck with that group for about 5 years. But even in between that, something was off. Something was still off. what ran me out of there was basically my third eye started closing up. And I'm like, oh, no, 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 I can't have this. Because with my, I just knew something was off, and I knew I had to keep my third eye open. Because I was at that time having different spiritual experiences, but so was everybody in my family. That was no big deal. You know, that was nothing special. And in between that, I would get up in the morning and drive across at 5 a.m. to catch sunrise services. When I was studying Agnihotra, Mom and I would just go. And we would do our a.m. meditation and sniff the cow dung, which was a delicious flavor. But I didn't taste it, but it was just, the smell was heavenly. But that's a whole different practice there. But it was also Middle Eastern. And after a while, I got tired of getting up at 4 in the morning to be across town at 5. It was just getting to be too much. And one thing just led to another, and I just started developing my own spiritual practices. I had church at home for me. And that included meditation and studying astrology and looking into the tarot and also dinners at the Palmer House many, many years ago when they would offer readings with your dinner. And it just piqued my interest. It was fun. It was something I just had to do. We're going to fast forward a few more years, and I found Ekinkar, which is, at that time it was the religion of light and sound. It's the religion of light and sound now. At that time, they were dealing with soul travel. And I'm like, oh, this is deep, so I've got to get into this. And that's where I discovered the mantra HU. H-U.
Right.
Sounds like the boy's name. And when I started chanting that mantra, oh, my entire life changed. It's like my whole world opened up. And I was definitely going to stick to the mantra, doing the mantra practice. They called it mantra meditation. And so I'm still doing that. But in the meantime, what I have discovered, one thing is leading to the other, and I've discovered there are other mantras also. And they all have different functions. They have three different functions. And some will connect you with deity. Some will enhance your what so-called psychic abilities. And others will just help you manifest. And so that's what the book is going to be all about. But that's a teaser. If you want to reach some goals in life, chant your mantra. If you want to get out of trouble, chant your mantra. If you want love, chant your mantra. Got a mantra for that too. All that's going to be in the book, Mantras for Daily Living. And that brings me to the goddess, because I found out that chanting the mantra activates the goddess within. They call them Shakti mantras. And
okay.
That's when you bring in, your Lakshmis, your Oshun. That's my mother, Oshun. I'm her student, rather. I'm not a daughter of Oshun over 40. They all, and Kuan Yin, and to really, I'm not sure if I was, no, I was not even initiated then. But several years ago, I had final surgery for the second time. And I was recovering. I had the surgery at Mercy Hospital. During my recovery, I saw coming in, first thing, three Mary Magdalene came in. Then a Kuan Yin came in, and I said, there's something about this goddess thing. I'm not sure what it is, but I know I'm going to be fine after this surgery. So I went on back to sleep, and I did have a life-threatening episode after recovery. But, you know, once those, all my nurses were Mary Magdalene so-and-so, and then the Asian one, Kuan Yin, came in, and I'm like, oh, my God, why all these goddesses in here to see me? Something's going on, you know. But anyway, to make a long story short, I recovered very well from that. And about, what was that? It's been 7 years. No, it's almost seven. Yeah. Yeah, it was almost, 4 years. 4 years, Reverend Goddess. When I found out about you, and then when I took the goddess initiation, I remember you asking me, why goddess? And I'm like, because I've always lived this way, always been activated with the goddess and just didn't know what it was called. And so that brings me here to you tonight. Now, somewhere throughout all of that, I learned how to read tarot. I read for the psychic hotline, yes, Dionne Warwick's psychic hotline. And, yes, it was genuine, folks. At that time, there was a ABC special on how it was selling hope and doing this and all of that. And I can tell you, there were some genuine psychics on that line. There were some shady psychics on that line. But I was blessed to work in an office where everybody was on target and on the money. But we were infiltrated by this strange little lady who came in. She was an undercover, I guess, a journalist, you would call her, who was literally going, stand over top and sit next to people. She came in posing as a tarot reader. And you don't have to be psychic to read tarot. All you have to do is learn how to read the symbolism on the cards. And eventually you will become psychic, you know. But just to clear that up, she made a story. She created a story, not necessarily from the Baltimore office, but when she went over to the California side, I don't know what was going on over there, but it all sounded like it was a big hoax or some shady business going on. That was not all the way through. Mm-mm. So I just had to throw that out. And now I'm here with you guys today and gals today. I hear Reverend Kennedy yelling at me, gals too, Reverend Kennedy.
So this word, Agnihotra, is that how you pronounce it?
That was Agnihotra. That was the sunrise with the cow dung. It did bring you into focus.
Okay, I went to a lot of some people. Too, but I never heard it called Agnihotra before. But I've been to sunrise services, and mm-hmm. but I really love that word. This is where where you have life restoring mantras. That's when you went to the sunrise, these type of services.
Yes, the Agni is the fire. It was a fire ritual, and I can't remember that mantra. It was quite long, and I don't know if it was the Gayatri. No, it wasn't. But that was my first introduction to mantras. After that, it was the Nam-myoho Renge Kyo, and after that came the Hue. And after the Hue came a whole book of mantras.
Yes.
There are mantras. The mantras have mantras, and they are all very powerful. They're words of power, and they work.
And God, if I want to ask you a question about your love life, like as a psychic, you know, you were married and everything, you've dated and all this. Being a psychic or being mm-hmm. a healer, how was it in relationship with men? Were they afraid of you? Were they excited by it? Did you tell them? Could you share this part of yourself? How was that for you?
That's a good question, because it got to the point for me where I decided just to walk away. First of all, they didn't take it seriously. Second of all, let me tell you, here's this one incident I don't mind telling you about. I was really liking this guy, and we seemed to be on the same spiritual level, but we weren't. And I think he put me in a certain category because of the spiritual practice that we shared. But in the meantime, he was going out there zipping and zooing and dipping and dabbing. So one day, I reached for the phone to call him for whatever reason. And as soon as I touched the phone, I had a vision of him on the downstroke, booty buck naked with this other woman.
On the down low?
Like, oh, on the downstroke.
Oh,
I'm like,
downstroke.
Uh-oh. Oh, uh-huh. My goodness. So that ended that. And prior to that, there was this another gentleman, and we were dating. And I was walking, I don't know what happened to the car that day. I was walking in this neighborhood to go see a friend of mine. And she had, as lovely as the neighborhood was, the sidewalks were broken up and busted up. Some of the trees had lifted up the concrete. So I had to really watch my feet to see where I was going. And this is one Saturday afternoon. And I was walking up the street, had come to a corner, and all of a sudden, everything just went completely black. I couldn't see anything but my feet, and I tripped and fell in the street and in front of a parked car. I raised up to stand up to get myself straight and make sure I didn't damage this person's car. And when I stood up, lo and behold, it was my friend's car. And I'm like, well, what are you doing here? Huh, you know, And then here he comes out of some woman's house. So no. I have not had too much of a good thing with this ability of mine, and relationships. Not yet anyway. Not yet anyway. Because it's like, no, we have got to come to some kind of agreement. If you're going to see other people, don't try to be exclusive with me, because it is going to come out if you are not being genuine. It doesn't work
right
at all.
Right, we can feel that, see it. So we're going to be reading soon. So I want to ask you, tonight we're going to be going into, I see the people on the call line. There's a lot of them. I hope you all get on.
That's great.
929-2045. You press the number one button if you want me to tap your number. Otherwise, I'm not going to tap on you if you don't press the number one button, and I know you want me to call on you. 646-929-2045. So I would like you to start with me to get the juices flowing, but how do you do these spot readings? Like tonight, are you going to be pulling cards? Are you going to see what comes up? Are you going to ask for our name? Do we ask a question? How are you going to do this? Do you have a way?
I'm going to pull the cards, and I just ask for your name and birth date.
Okay.
I don't need your birth date. I'm already connected to you. And the reason for that is, once I hear your voice, usually I can just read you.
Okay.
I can key into your energy and transfer it to the cards. I'm sorry, say again.
Do people ask a question, or are you just going to read them?
Let them ask me a question. I can move much faster that way and must be more on point.
Okay. So if they have a question, they have a question. If they say they're open for a message, then they can just get a quick read.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, everybody, 646-929-2045, press the number one button. Press the number one. I see a lot of numbers up here, but I don't see a lot of number ones pressed. Let me know if you really want me to call on you. And in the chat room, you can, I would suggest you coming over to the phone line at 646-929. Have a better chance of grabbing you. But if you have a question in the chat room, I'm asking, and I hope to remember to come back to check the chat room, okay? All right. So status, can we start with me first?
Yes, that's what I'm going to do now. I'm shuffling the cards now. Do you have a question, or just generally what's going on with Reverend Goddess?
Let me see. I'll just tell you, I'm making a lot of transition in the way I've been working, and I'm doing mostly energy work online and my erotic work online, and the in-person stuff is going to be mostly groups, Naked Church and Naked Pooja, and clothes on stuff. And I really feel like I'm, my energy is, okay, I had an energy session yesterday, and I haven't been able to sleep since then. I've only been able to sleep for 1 hour. And I know that I'm getting this boost. But I just want to ask you, is that what's really going on? The reason why I haven't been able to sleep for 24 hours, is it because of this session I had yesterday? And is that related to the direction that my work is going?
Yes, that's, you need to be grounded. That's all. You didn't ground. When you after this show, just put your feet, bare feet, flat on the floor. Do the breathe in 7 count, breathe out 7 count. Do that 3 times, and at the end, the third time, after you've breathed out, do a strong and powerful exhale, like and see if that doesn't help. And if that still doesn't help, just play some music and dance around barefoot. See if that doesn't help ground you.
What I want to know is the energy, is what's happening, is it related to my energy growth? And is that the growth
yes.
that's happening to work I'm going to be doing online in my new
yes.
direction? It is.
All of the above, along with that super moon that we've had three days.
Yeah. And I did a ritual out there, too, and my husband and I,
yeah.
that was amazing.
Ooh.
Absolutely amazing.
That's even more energy. That's more energy. Yeah.
Okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you want to pull any cards on me, or is that that was
oh,
my
yeah.
question?
I'm pulling
Maybe.
Them now, and it's interesting.
Just one card.
Oh. Okay. What you want wants you. Oh, sharper than you. Here it is. Now this shot. Okay. First of all, what it is you're working on. Keep working on. You're reaching your goal. What you want is wanting you, so it's going to be coming your way. But it's going to be something different, more different than you have done before. And it is heaven sent. It is in accordance with what you want spiritually. So, but it's going to be, like I said, new and different, and that's going to be fantastic. Open yourself to receiving. This is going to, Rim Goddess, this is going to kick you up to another level, a spiritual level, a higher level. So don't be scared. Yeah. Things are going to get freaky. Might have to deal with a little mess. Just flow with it. Just flow with the mess, because it's pushing you up. It's actually escalating you. You're going up high. And last card says, beyond the mind, the heartbeat. I'm like, wow. So flow with it through the heart. You know, mind, body, yoni to the heart. Yes, that's what you're going to have to really ground yourself with. But this is going to be quite interesting. Yes. Sure. Clear.
Now, you ready to get to the call line, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm going to pull up. I'm going to ask them for their name. And just their name or the name and the birth date?
Give me a name and a birth date, because I don't know these folks that well. That will be helpful.
All right, here we go. Number one. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is Reverend Goddess.
This is Carol. Hello?
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 Carol? Yeah, 617?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Who am I speaking with?
Hi, my name is Sheba.
Okay, Sheba. How can I help you tonight?
Yeah.
What's the birthday?
And my birthday? Yep, 7773.
You're kidding. That's powerful. Okay, dear. What is your question?
I don't have a question, just general.
Mm-hmm. What area? Are you talking love? Are you talking?
You said just a general.
Okay. Just a general reading?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it this way. I'm shuffling the cards now, Sheba. When you feel I've shuffled the cards enough, say the word stop.
Stop.
Thank you. The first card I see is, dear heart, you need to take a break from all that emotional whirlwind that you have found yourself in. And the reason you have found yourself in is because, this is going to sound weird, there's something that you are holding on to because you think this is the best thing for you, and it is not. It is not.
Okay.
Okay? Having that family estate is very important to you. Being generous, you can do that too. But right now, you're also, you're standing, it's like you're standing out in your estate, looking over the world or looking over your lands and wondering, what's next? Maybe it's this new relationship you're looking for that's coming with some new energy and some new money. But let me tell you something. When it's coming with a bang. Remember when I said whatever it is you're holding on to, you don't need to be holding on to it because it's no good for you?
Yeah.
That's going to be released from you very soon. Let it go.
Wonderful.
Just let it go. Okay? Do you have any other questions, dear?
No, thank you, Sheba.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sheba.
Okay, Carol. We have a lot. Only one question. Yeah, okay, we're going to the next one now.
Okay.
Are you with us with number four?
I get carried away.
Yeah. Number four, are you there? 404-454.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, this is Felita.
Felita, Goddess Felita.
Good evening, goddesses. It's a blessing to be on here tonight. My birth date is 01-07-65, 1965, and I just want a general reading.
Okay, what's going on with Felita? Let's see. Same thing, Felita. When you think I've shuffled enough, when you feel that I've shuffled enough, say the word stop.
Okay. Stop.
Thank you. Okay, we know you're a goddess. Okay, I have a justice card. Are you expecting any issues here that needs to be ferried out in fairness? Or do you have, we don't want to talk about that. Okay.
You said
let's
justice?
Yes, the justice card.
Yes, recently, that was back in October, so it's pretty much been finalized now. So
good.
It's,
okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. It was a long haul, but you did succeed with that. Also, it looks like we've got all your resources. You have a choice to make here. I'm not sure what the... It's a lifestyle choice. Because right about now, you've become guarded, and things are wearing you to the point that they're keeping you up at night. Okay? Goddess, you know me. You know I'm going to hit you with the mantra. Hugh, can you handle that? That'll kind of smooth things out for you right about now?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I recommend. I recommend 10 minutes a day in the morning and 10 minutes in the evening. Mm-hmm. And let me just say, you've been working hard, and you're wondering now, is it all worth it? I think it is, but it's not going to be easy to reach your goal. So hew your way through that. That'll bring you peace of mind. That'll make things kind of quiet down and balance out. And your money will be there. Okay, your money will be there. You hear me? All right?
Great.
I hear you. Thank you, Goddess.
All right. All right. You're quite welcome, my dear.
Thank you, Felita.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next.
857-719. You with us?
Yes.
Hello? Hi. What's your name?
Hi.
Your birthday?
This is Joy. And my birthday
Hi,
how are you? 10/12/1979.
What is your question?
I have so many different questions I could ask. I'll just, see what the cards want me to know.
Now, pick the one you're afraid to ask the most.
Okay. I guess, how do I release some of this, the shame and guilt that I've been carrying? And I'm starting to see how it's affecting my life. I'm trying to figure out how to address that, I guess.
You forgive yourself. You forgive those known and unknown. What you
right.
also have to do, okay, what you can also do, do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do.
Okay. In your meditation, I want you to visualize the person you were at the age you were.
Mm-hmm.
And in that visualization, after it's all gone down,
mm-hmm.
I want you to see your grown-up self embrace your childish self or your younger self.
Mm-hmm.
And you just love them up, love her up. And tell her it's going to be all right and that you've come from her future and that you're here to protect and love her.
Mm.
If that might be a bit much for you to do because we're dealing with abstracts, I want you to get a picture of yourself at the age as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to carry that picture around with you in your arms and I want you to kiss that picture and rock that picture and hold that picture in your arms. I've done this. It works.
Well, I will definitely do that.
All that energy, that low-level energy you're carrying will suddenly dissipate. And for the first time in your life, you will feel whole.
Mm.
And that's a wonderful feeling. Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I will do that.
Okay, dear? Okay, much
Thank
love
you.
To you.
Thank
you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go.
Uh-huh.
Reverend Kron Goddess?
Alafia.
Alafia, Mama Goddess. Oh, I forgot.
Hey, darling. How you doing, Goddess Carol?
Okay. Wonderful. Oh, yeah.
I was my favorite shapeshifter.
Ah.
You know I know.
Speak from
experience.
Remember how.
Oh, you do. You do.
Thank you. Do you have a question? Do you need her birthday, Carol?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Yeah.
I know you.
9/22/38.
Okay. Uh-huh.
9/22/38.
What's your question,
Mama?
9/22/38.
Yes. What's your question?
Yeah.
You have a question?
Yeah. I just want a general reading. I got too many questions. So just a general reading, please.
All right, just a general.
When you feel that I have shuffled the cards enough, say stop. Thank you. Okay. Oh, okay. Now you're getting ready to, are you getting ready to join in some partnership for another business? Yes, you are. Business venture coming. My love, you are definitely getting your money's worth. And I also have you guarded here. Yeah, always keep your guards up when you're dealing with business transactions. But it looks like you're going to be going out more. You're going to be, car's going to be in the shop. No, it's not. It's coming out the shop. It's going to be in good conditioning because you're going to be driving around more. You're going to be doing some goddess work. You'll be holding your own.
The car was repossessed. They go
All right. I still have some money coming in on top of that car. Well, maybe it's another car.
Oh.
And I also have one, two. Okay, I'm not sure if these are your sons or if these are, I don't know, just some friends. A lot of men are around you. That could be your son. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got four living sons. Four living sons.
Yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, there they are, too. One, two, three, four. And yeah. Okay. All right. Now, are you doing the same thing, looking over your lands and wondering what you're going to do next?
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking about, it's not work, but it will be work. You're going into another business venture here.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a big one, and it's going to be very successful. Same thing. You're going to get to the point where you're wondering if it's worth it. I say, yes, it is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Family's coming in strong also, and here's your business sense is coming up again. It's coming up again. So you're going to be successful business-wise. Got a new friendship coming up here. Yep. Yeah. Okay, watch what you do now because with the businesses, you're going to be signing some legal forms here.
Mm.
I've got the justice card. I've got the six of swords. Hello?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear that. I heard something about forms.
Yeah, legal forms.
Okay.
Legal forms. Also, maybe a trip away.
On the 20th of I go every year to Saratoga to my son's birthday, special needs kid.
Okay. All right. Okay. You might end up doing some, they might have you sign some papers up there for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All righty. Mm-hmm. And so that's about it. You're going to be a busy woman.
Thank you, Goddess Carol.
You're welcome, Mama Goddess.
Love you.
Thank you, Reverend Kennedy. All right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also, everyone, for those of you that need to know, Carol's email address, you can stay in contact with her and contact her if you want to have a private reading, more thorough, longer reading, smithraycarol127@gmail.com. smithraycarol127@gmail.com. Okay, we're going to the next one here. And all those of you, I see you on the call line, 646-929-2045, but some of you don't have the number one button lit up if you want me to go to you. Make sure you press that number one button so I know. Okay, 513-252, you with us? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Angela. My birth date is 12/10/65.
Excellent. You got
all right,
that,
Angela, what is your question? Yes. Okay. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, we can, Carol. Yes, we can, Angela.
Okay.
What's your question?
Okay. My question is, birth date is coming up, and I want to know what I should focus on starting off going into 2018 as far as my career path.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. Let's see. What should you? Well, you. What should you focus on as your career path? Can you break that? That make it a little more specific.
Yes, I have a lot of ideas, creative ideas that are constantly coming, and I'm having some issues around clarity as to what I should kind of stick to get some consistency going into the new year. I've kind of switched around a lot of things in 2017. I just want a little bit of clarity.
All right. Okay. If I think I understand you properly, you're very talented and you're trying to figure out what is the one thing that you can master. Is that what you're asking me? Or one thing you can
you should
focus on?
That, yes, that's right.
Okay. Okay. All right. Now I had to reach over there and go pull out my career cards. What I can do is give you hints of where your focus should be. So let's give this a try. Oh. I'm going to shuffle these cards. Same thing. When you feel I've shuffled them enough, say the word stop. Okay, what's your hook for you?
Stop.
Thank you. All right, now we're going to have your career path. I'm getting a delay. Do you hear this echo or something?
No.
Oh, it's tearing me up over here. Okay. It's the card that tells you. All right. Use your intuition. You've been getting dreams. You've been guided. Trust your intuition. Trust your dreams. I'm picking up. This is what I'm picking up. You as a public speaker, as an author. You don't have the confidence in yourself. That's what the problem is. Because this is so atypical. It's so atypical. What you can do is so atypical from what is expected of you to do. Don't worry about what's expected of you to do. Just do what you know. Do what you do. Flowers,
yes.
Teaching, study. You can even be a spiritual teacher. You can be a coach like I am. That might be something to do. I have something about studying yoga and family. So those are the elements. What you could do, you could be a writer.
I think Angela was saying that she started so many projects, she's not sure which one to focus on, like which one is going to bring her the best manifestation.
That's it, Reverend Goddess. Which one is going to bring me the best manifestation? That's what I'm really trying to get. Yes.
So
when I
could choose focus, okay, the best manifestation is the one that you love the most. That's what you're most passionate about. What are you most passionate about?
Okay, I got you.
Do you follow me? That's where you go.
Yes.
This is the key. The reason it's going to work and manifest for you the best is because not only because you're most passionate, because what is going to happen, the energy you're going to pour in, it's not going to matter when you have poured in and things don't work out and you're still pouring it in because you love doing it so much. You're going to fall. You're going to get back up. You're going to fall again. You're going to get back up. You might fall two more times, still get back up, and you keep on going until, wow, you've made it. You've reached that goal. That's what that passion is going to be. It's going to be carrying you through. Okay?
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Have a good night, both of you. Thank you, Reverend Goddess.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay. 240-264, you with us? Hello?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi. What's your name and your birthday? Hi. What's your name and your birthday?
And 11073.
Kendra?
What? I can't
Ava.
Hear your name.
Ava.
Okay, Ava, how can I help you tonight?
I have a question.
Mm-hmm. Listening.
Just a general reading, she said.
Oh, okay. I can barely hear. That's whatever is going on, that reverb.
All right.
Ava, I'm shuffling the cards. When you feel that I have shuffled enough, say the word stop.
Stop.
Okay. The first card that falls out the deck is the Star. What that means is you'll have success in what you're aiming for, but it's not going to be easy. It's going to be that hard balance. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So let's see what else is going on. Ooh, another card fell out. That of separation. The broken heart. Girl, what is going on here with you? Now I have the Tower. Okay. Okay, at least you're self-sufficient. That's a good thing. What is happening with you is like what you believe in, you're finding out is not quite what you thought it was. What your beliefs are kind of falling by the wayside right about now, and you're looking for something else because they're just not working for you anymore. And what the reason it's not working for you anymore is because when you were before even kindergarten, you absorbed your family's beliefs. And that was fine when you were at that age, that was fine. But now as an adult, things have changed. And those ideas just don't seem to be working for you too well right about now. You know, what you thought was going to be bringing you money brings you a little bit of money and a whole lot of mess. Okay? What I would suggest from this point on, looks like you follow your own counsel. You're pretty good at following your own advice. But you're not going to be in this alone. You hear some young man who's coming to your aid, and he's got your rescuer. But you are still your own authority. I have your wish card. And you are a strong person, a strong personality. Even the direction you take is going to be good for you. But I would suggest that you focus on one. You've got a lot of emotional stuff swirling around you right about now. Focus on what is going to take you where you want it to. And everything else, just let it fall. Just let it fall away.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. 347-409, you with me?
Yes. Good evening, Goddesses. It's Keisha.
Good evening.
Keisha. I wanted to come and show a little loving. And support my fellow goddess sister. I'm proud of you. I am so excited. I'm honored to have been initiated with you to see all the things that you're doing, and I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
So I wanted to say that, and then just to get a general reading.
Okay.
So.
What's going on with my goddess Keisha? Same
What's going
thing.
On
you
with
still
my
have goddess? When I wonder. Okay, we'll do this one. Yeah, we'll do this one. When you feel like shuffling cards enough, they stop.
Stop.
Hey. Okay, let's see what's happening here. Okay. It's work related. You're wondering. Oh, Lord. How much more of this can I stand? I'm looking for a new direction. All right. You're holding your own on the job, goddess, but they're really working on your last nerve. Now, I have the Justice card. Oh, do you have to sue somebody to get paid? What is going on here, goddess? It looks like you have some legal papers that you have to sign or take care of to get the money that's due you. I'm picking up you're also overburdened. Financial constraints. Take everything in moderation, okay? Right about now. There's issues with you. Well, we know about your mom, yeah. But she's going to be okay. Now, I'm also. Hello?
Is she there?
I'm here. I just mute. You know the little guys in the background. Gotta mute.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, kitchen for me. Yeah. All right. I'm okay. I've got the disappointment with one King of Cups, and we all know who he is. And I also have a new King of Cups. Now, let me ask you this. This is a new guy that wants to lock you down, Goddess. So I have the part of the institution here. Let's say if he wants a committed relationship. And you could go either way with this. Either way. I'm also picking up, you're taking a nice little trip with your new relationship here. And the family's fine, the house is fine. But also, you might be so, don't get so complacent that you miss an opportunity. There's an opportunity that's coming, that's formulating around you now. And it's really going to take you also to the next level as far as business and money is concerned. So be on the lookout for new opportunities. Yeah, there's boys. Also, okay, I got to tell you this, goddesses, ladies, this emotional turmoil that you goddesses and you ladies are going through, put it in check. And when I say put it in check, I mean you go sit down, you hew, you bring yourself back into yourself. Get those emotions under wraps, because with you being so upset and emotional about this, that, and the other, you are blocking your blessing, you're short-circuiting your money. And nothing good can come to you as long as you are emotionally confused, upset, or anything but focused and calm. So please stay calm. It's not just you guys, Keisha. I'm just getting these same parts over and over again. That's for everybody. Stay centered. Stay calm, and your money will flow. Your love will come to you. You don't have to run looking for it. It'll come to you.
Right.
But the only thing you'll get, as long as you are in emotional confusion, is more emotional confusion. Okay? Like attracts like. That's the law.
Right. Now got it.
I do have a lot of love around you guys. Lots of love around you guys. So don't worry about that separation. Okay?
What did you say, Goddess Keisha? You want to know about the King of Cups?
Yeah, the second King of Cups.
You have the King of Cups and you have the King of Swords sitting right next to him. And that was a spread of two cards underneath us here. What was your question about the King of Cups?
You were saying about the King of Cups that he was trying to,
a disappointment. He was an emotional disappointment.
Oh, and so what's the King of Swords is the
King of Swords is the one who wants the, next to the King of Swords is the Hierophant. That's the card of the institutional. That's the church card, the marriage card. That's the lock you down and commitment card. And it's a different king there. This is a king of this guy. He sees everything in a very black and white, militaristic, kind of judgmental sort of way. He doesn't see the gray area yet. He's a no-nonsense kind of guy. He's gonna pick it up at 7:45. He'll be there at 7:30. That kind of guy.
Wait, say that again.
I said he's no nonsense. If he says he's gonna pick you up at 7:45, he's gonna be there at 7:30.
Right. Okay, but is this somebody that I'm dealing with now, or that's to come?
He's in your energy. He's in your energy now. So let's see, King of Cups. He's on his way, dear. He's on his way, Keisha. He is on his way. I tell you what. Call me later. Do you have my number?
I'll call you, girl.
Call me later, babe. All right.
All right, guys. Thank you. That was an awesome,
you're welcome,
beautiful reading. You're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
God's blessings.
You're
thank
welcome.
You guys for reading. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 443-803. 443-803, you with me?
Hi, everyone.
Hi. What's
Hi,
your name?
Hi, how are you? My name is Monique.
Hey, Monique. I like your voice.
Hi.
Monique, wait a minute. Is this my niece?
Yes.
Monique?
Yes.
Oh. Your
niece. Hi.
That's one way of getting a hold of me.
Exactly. That's how you do it.
Okay, love.
Okay,
one question.
My question is, It's a relationship related question. It's
all right,
let
me grab my romance card. Okay.
Okay.
The relationship related question is, I don't even know how to put it in a question form. Curious as to where my relationship is going to go.
Where is your relationship? Give me your initial or something.
I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Give me the first name or an initial.
D.
Give me that letter again.
D as in dog.
Okay, where is the relationship going with Monique and D? When you feel I shuffle the cards enough, say stop.
Okay. Stop.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay. All right, the root of your relationship is you two lack the flirt.
This guy probably
would be a soulmate. So this is a new relationship. So you know what? Stay optimistic about your love life. Keep flirting. Build the trust.
Build the trust.
Put yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be all right.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Goddess. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you come by over the weekend. Okay.
I will. I'll be fine.
All right.
Take care, Monique. God bless.
I never get to see them anymore. You know how they get grown and they're busy.
916-838, you there? 916-838. Okay, bye. All right, so we have like 2 minutes. I'll just jump to this next one and see.
Oh, my God.
If they'll be lucky. 631-909.
Yes, hi. This is Suzanne. When do you see a significant other or boyfriend coming in?
Okay. Suzanne, but she has another boyfriend coming in. Do you want her birthday, Carol?
Yes.
What's your birthday, Suzanne?
October 5th.
Ah, Libra. Oh, Libra.
Okay. And you have a minute, Carol.
Same thing, Suzanne. Yeah, okay. Within the next 2 months, you'll be coming in with a new guy, Suzanne. He'll be coming toward you. This is after Christmas, but before Valentine's Day. And I think he's going to stick around at least for 6 months. So just enjoy it. Have fun.
Have fun.
No commitment. Hang loose. Rock easy.
Do you know anything about him or how I'm going to meet him?
Not yet.
Mm-mm. That will require smithcarol127@gmail.com for more info. Right, Carol?
That's right.
It's
going to take more time than we have.
Suzanne, have fun with that. Okay, everyone. God bless you, Suzanne. Okay, everybody. Listen, there is no more time. I see you on the call line. Sorry, everybody. And I forgot to go right back to the... Okay, the chat room's okay. They went over to the call line probably. Listen, y'all, Smith Ray Carol, 127@gmail.com. Listen, while Carol was meeting y'all, I could feel a lot of energy flowing too. And I think somebody just had a death in their family. So make sure you light a candle for that male figure so you can receive the blessings of that energy. And there was some other stuff going on too. So, Carol, maybe we should get on one time and do a group readings for people together. That might be
yes,
fun.
That might be good. Yes.
So much, God, for being on with me tonight. Everybody, I'll be on one more time before the end of the year to do a year-end ritual and psychic readings, too. Well, more like ancestral readings and cards, like some kind of craziness. I don't know what I'm going to do, but we'll figure it out. Staying in touch. Okay, everyone? Goddess Carol, thank you so much. And everyone, let's just intend
quite
to be
welcome.
One together as I say this closing prayer. Great Goddess, please receive and continue to bless us with our divine birthright of prosperity on earth and healing for us all. We thank the Spirit of Truth for being with us always, for bringing clarity and understanding and the courage to make the changes needed for the highest good of us all. Angel, angel, angel. And Goddess Carol, would you like to just do a few chants of Hue just to lift that energy up for people as I put on the music?
Oh, that would be great.
Go ahead.
Hue.